Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 26th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief, presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. It looks like an amazing weekend on deck, and more amazing with the show at the Kennedy Center tonight and my youngest kiddo coming down from New York City studios for a quick visit. Anyhow, we do have some news, so we better get into it, shall we? The results are in. Residents of Anne Arundel County expressed significant concerns about the economy, housing costs, and crime in a survey by the Anne Arundel County Community College's Center for the Study of Local Issues. With 26% citing the economy as the foremost issue and housing costs closely following, economic anxieties are escalating. Meanwhile, the focus on crime has shifted towards cyber crimes, even as concerns about traditional crimes have actually decreased a little bit. Additionally, political interest is rising with the upcoming elections. Now, we do have a good executive summary at ionanapolis.net. You want to check that out. We do also have the link to the full results of the survey, and I will warn you, they are 278 pages long, but they actually are very interesting. And I do want to give a shout out to the subscribers of our newsletters who actually completed the survey. We sent the link to the survey out to our Anne Arundel County subscribers, and Dr. Nataf at the college said that the response was very strong and the opinions were invaluable to this survey. So to those who did take the survey, thank you. In Baltimore, maritime operations are slowly recovering after the Key Bridge collapse disrupted the port's activities. The first cargo ship since the incident, the Balsa 94, navigated a newly opened 35-foot deep temporary channel yesterday, making a significant step toward restoring normalcy at one of the nation's busiest ports. Meanwhile, the community mourns the loss of six workers in the collapse, commemorating their lives with a growing memorial at the bridge's south end. Legal proceedings and investigations into the cause of the collapse are ongoing on many different levels. On a much brighter note, Riviera Beach celebrated the opening of a new library. The project was in the making for years. It is a state-of-the-art facility replacing the original one that was built in 1971. It promises to be a hub for education and connection, boasting modern amenities and significantly more space. This long-awaited opening brought joy and pride to local residents and officials alike, highlighting the library's potential impact on the community. And as always, the libraries, particularly our libraries, we totally rock. Well, Anne Arundel County is buzzing with a lot of events this weekend, and we have them all at ionanapolis.net. So I'm just going to roll through them right here. The Ram's Head Roadhouse is celebrating its 20th anniversary on Saturday. Local by Design is hosting their monthly Annapolis Artisans Market all weekend on Margaret Avenue. Heroes Market at Heroes Pub in West Annapolis is set up for Saturday, as is the Children's Business Fair at Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Arnold. The Annapolis Spring Sailboat Show opens up this morning and runs through the weekend at City Dock in Annapolis. And the annual Annapolis Book Festival is Saturday at the Key School. And finally, the inaugural Annapolis Vinyl Records Show will attract enthusiasts on Sunday at Maryland Hall. And of course, we want you to be sure to catch our local business spotlight on Saturday at noon. We spoke with Lee Norwood from Annapolis College Consulting, and she is a wealth of information. And if you have a kid headed to college anytime soon, this is a must-listen episode. Today on Canines and Crosstracks, we meet Puppy and Tizzy, a mom and son bonded pair of terrier mixes that really need a forever home. Listen to our spot now and then check out ionanapolis.net at noon for some irresistible photos and get all of the information on how you can adopt them. And again, don't forget that we have our daily newsletter that features only the top local news stories of the day. We send it out to your email inbox every night at 7 p.m. Yes, that's 366 days a year, all without a paywall. It's perfect for keeping up with the weekend's news since we don't release a DNB on Saturday or Sunday. Here's a link right here in the show notes, and feel free to share it. All right, that's it. Now it's time just to say thank you for listening and putting up with us every day. I do hope that we add some value to your world, and if we do, please leave a review somewhere and tell a friend to give us a listen. We also want to thank our sponsors, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. It's Friday. The weekend is here. And now it is time just to say, have a great weekend. Be nice to others. Do something fun and keep shopping local. Now hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you'll find. And of course, canines and Crosstrek. So do hang around for that. All that's coming your way in just a minute.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive, and it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Friday, April 26th, last Friday and weekend of April 2024, and it should be a good stretch overall, with Sunday bringing much warmer temps that will last through much of next week. Look for mostly sunny skies today, with highs in the low to mid-60s, followed by mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, with more mid-60s ahead, with sunshine Sunday, with temperatures rising up to the upper 70s to lower 80s across the region. From there, temps will stay warm all of next week, with sunshine Monday and Tuesday, with low to mid-80s, 4 p.m. highs each day, with a small chance of p.m. showers and storms on Tuesday, followed by more sun Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 80 degrees Wednesday and 75 to 80 degrees on Thursday. Okay, that's it for today and this week. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day and weekend out there. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info. So you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine. Nothing else can make me feel so fine.
That can only mean one thing. We're headed to the SPCA of Anne Arundel County with Annapolis Subaru to play with the pups for this week's Canines and Crosstreks, sponsored by Annapolis Subaru. Higher standards.
Well, back up again at Annapolis Subaru, and you guys are a little bit less pollen-coated than you were last week, so I guess you might be moving into real spring, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm not a big fan of the rain, but if it does rain,
it's good.
It saves me from having to, like, rinse off a bunch of cars.
Kelly, who do we have? Who do you have here with us today? Okay. I mean, I'm counting 8 feet, and it's not kind of a...
That's
right.
It's
not a mutant.
We have this dynamic duo, and it's Puppy and Tizzy, and they are related.
Oh, Puppy?
Their mom. Yes, their mom and Puppy. But Puppy is no longer a puppy.
I'm assuming they're bonded?
They are absolutely bonded, and they're cute as can be together, and they have their little... corals and stuff when they're in the, sometimes, but it's just loving. It's all loving. But so Tizzy is the female. She's spayed. She's 10 years old, and she's a terrier mix, as you can see. She's like a grayish terrier, kind of
she's cute.
A wired-haired terrier. And then we have Puppy, who is her son, who's 7 years old.
Who's no longer a puppy.
Billy has a problem with the name Puppy with a seven-year-old dog.
What's the dog year? Let's get a calculator here. Seven
years
times.
And 5 months. Don't forget
49,
the 5 months.
49 on the son and...
Yeah,
70 on the mom.
What's that? Is that like a boomer? Is that 49 a boomer? Baby boomer? I don't know.
I don't know what to say to that one. Okay. But And they have actually been here for a while. They've been here since November 5th.
What?
Oh. I know.
Why?
Just because I guess it's two of them, and one's 10 and one's 7. But they are well-behaved, and they love to take walks. And they just, I don't know, they're just great. But, you know, they're also two small dogs.
I mean, there are so many benefits to a senior dog.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Already trained, potty trained. You don't have to worry about.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. maybe some leakage. But,
that's right.
You don't have to worry about, you know, the puppy behavior.
And the training part.
Chewing on furniture, stuff like that.
I mean, yes. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, the previous owners have already done all of that for you. And sometimes, you know, they might have been a little laxed with some things. But I can say that I take a lot of the senior dogs home. Even though they're seniors and they're kind of set in their ways, it's interesting that you are actually able to change them in some.
Puppy and Tizzy need to go home.
They do need to go home.
Or maybe Tizzy and Puppy need to go
home. And they do well here because they have a lot of, you know, volunteers that are fans and staff and stuff. So, I mean, because they've been here since November. So they have been sheltering well, but at the same time, they absolutely need to go home.
Hey, I was reading on Subaru's media page in like Subaru North America. Do you know how much they gave away for Share the Love this year?
$288 million.
No, you're a little bit off there, but
dang it.
That's like, cumulative. Wow. That's cumulative.
What was it?
$31.6 million just this last year.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was going for
The 288 million is cumulative over 6 years. That's like that's a quarter
amazing.
Billion dollars plus.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's a whole lot of money.
And you know what's really exciting? They said of the $31.6 million, that $24 million of it went to the hometown charities.
Wow.
Woo.
So
that
I mean that's the deal, that's the dealers, that's the Subaru stores like you that are picking the right charities.
Yeah.
Like your one last year it was the Almond House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't get excited, Almond House, if you're listening. You're not getting $24 million, but you get a good slice
of
it.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
But that's just absolutely fantastic. It's something
we actually just gave them their check on Tuesday.
What was it?
So we have a total.
I can tell you now.
We've been asking. John's been asking.
I know. $75,000.
Holy
shit. Wow. Woohoo.
$75,000.
That is awesome.
No, thank you to everybody that bought or leased a Subaru at the end of the year last year.
Me too.
Yeah.
A little bit of money.
Kelly, the last one.
And thank you to Annapolis Subaru and Annapolis Cars for doing this. Because you added the extra oomph in there.
Yeah.
And holy mackerel, $75,000.
Yeah, biggest one ever.
Oh, my gosh. And for you guys to recognize the mission and all the great things they do.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
It's awesome.
That is
great. Everybody was very excited. It was a very, very good event in the showroom.
I'm
a lot of fun.
Sure.
Yeah. So much fun.
That was, just so people that are listening, just to tell them a little bit more. So that was the whole month of December.
Yeah. So that was second half of November, all of December of 23.
A couple days of January.
Yeah, the first 2 days of January. And we, it was about $400 a car, $5 in oil change. And, we had a big December, big second half of January. Yeah. Kelly was our last customer. It would have been just shy of 75,000 had Kelly not put us over the edge there. So I think our goal was like 60 grand. So we,
look at you guys. That's so awesome.
We kind of crushed it.
Yeah,
so,
you did. You really
did. It's exciting.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sure they were just shocked.
Feels good.
No idea what to expect. No. And never could they imagine it would be that much.
Big check. No, we had a great month and a great close to the year. And a great start to the second quarter here, being able to finally reveal that number and hand them a pretty large check.
How far that $75,000 will go for them.
Yeah, it'll be huge.
My gosh.
It'll be huge. We really look forward to seeing what they're able to do with it. Yeah, that'll be really cool.
Well, you've got May 19th, Walk for the Animals.
Walk for the Animals.
Quiet Waters Park.
Yes.
Come on out. There's Kiss and Boost. There's the car show. There's the 5K fun walk, run, whatever you want to call it.
It's a fun run, so no pressure.
Lots of great vendors that will be there.
Yeah.
And, of course, Annapolis Subaru will be there with some...
Yeah.
Swag.
Sloan, Gemma, and I will have some associates.
They are
Annapolis Subaru. Yeah, we'll have some associates.
They're becoming the face of it.
They are. And they give that swag away like crazy. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Lights
and
leashes?
Yeah, yeah, we have to increase our swag budget when they're around.
Yeah, you do. Because they love that part.
I'm like, Sloan, that's the third time they've been back by. All right? Too many Chubarus.
She's like, give me the car, Dad. Give me the car.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And then I guess after that you've got it's not your event, but you're the beneficiary of it. Oh, bless you, Tizzy. Pints for Paws.
That's right, Pints for Paws.
That's on June 16th over at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium.
And that's always a huge crowd.
That'll be fun.
And and that's you can get your tickets and information at AnnapolisBrewClub.com. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a fun. That's from 2 to 6 p.m. So that's always fun. I know you're bringing the mobile adoption unit.
That's right. We will be there. And it's so great that they, you know, we were so, so lucky that they chose us many years ago to be the beneficiary. And it has grown tremendously.
Well, who else would be for an event called Pints for Paws?
I know, but still, at least they created it. Yeah. And we are the beneficiary. And it's great because remember, they actually first started over at the Westin.
It grew so quickly
that they moved on over to the Navy Stadium, and they fill it.
Well, kudos to them, and kudos to you again, Billy. Not so much on the obviously on the Share the Love, but Car Connection was saying that Subaru kept the Outback and the Legacy prices for 25 the same as 24.
Wasn't that nice?
So I mean, there's not
a lot of that going on around here.
Yeah, just ask my grocery store.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, vehicle affordability has been a big issue, with the inflation of goods and the inflation of the cost of money. It's been, monthly payments it's been really hard to make vehicles affordable, without, leasing or putting down a bunch of money. But Subaru's been doing a good job of limiting the increases or nullifying the increases on certain models. And
you've done a hell of a job too, also on the interest rates on financing. I know the Solterra is like practically unaffordable with 0% interest.
0% interest. Wow. Yeah, and they're doing a good job of subventing the interest rates with Subaru Motor Finance as well. We've got 1.9 available on some vehicles, 2.9 available for some pretty long terms on other vehicles. So, we can, if you're looking, to get in within a certain monthly payment range in order to make the vehicle affordable, we can usually do that. So,
John is distracted by kisses from Puppy and Tizzy. John's like, absolutely.
That's about it. Wednesday, the commoners can buy tickets to Bands in the Sand.
Really?
That'll be fun.
June 8th, and you can pick them up at cbf.org. And when you go there, you'll notice that right there at the top, you'll see Annapolis Subaru is the title sponsor.
Yes, we are. We will be there.
It's such a fun.
Are you going to bring your shark?
I don't think so.
The shark will be there waiting for you.
What shark? What are you talking about?
Well, I know Dick Frenio will have his shark balloon.
Yeah, he'll have the shark balloon. We'll see. Somebody might put the shark costume on. That was fun. Frolic along the beach. The shark
with your friend.
My shark friend.
That's right.
And a cocktail. Mm-hmm. Listen to some music.
It's a great event.
It's a lot of fun.
And
it's kind of like the kickoff of summer.
Absolutely, really. It is. Yeah.
Nothing better. You got bands. You got the sand, obviously, on the beach of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Mm-hmm. A lot of really good people
and
supporting
a
great cause. Mm-hmm. So not a better event to attend.
For those that have never been, go. This is an event in town that you really do need to experience.
Yeah.
Some people, I've heard some people say, oh my gosh, it's so expensive. When you think about the quality of the entertainment you're getting, A, what it's doing to help save the bay. But B, this is food. Open bar.
Food.
All the
great.
Food you can eat. And I mean, they've got.
You can get your money's worth.
Absolutely,
let's put it that way.
You
most,
can.
Most people do.
Yes, they do.
It's a really beautiful. Great event. We've been sponsoring it since day one when it wasn't very many people, probably only like one or two bands that nobody really knew.
I remember Michelle saying it was like the first year it was like 75 people on the beach and we didn't know what to do. And now now it's thousands.
It's wild. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And for those that haven't been to the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, also go down and check that out. So, I mean, you can't ask for a better location.
Beautiful venue, beautiful location. The views are, phenomenal. So it's a lot of fun. We look forward to seeing as many of you as possible out there. But I would get the tickets pretty quickly because usually it sells out.
It does sell out pretty quick.
It sells out pretty quick. And then, people will be like, oh, Annapolis Subaru, who do I know there? Oh, hey, can I get tickets? If I come buy this car, can I get a ticket?
Yeah. How many cars do I have to buy to get a ticket?
We have limited tickets too, okay?
Yeah.
Get your own.
It's not a free-for-all.
But it's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend, if you haven't been, you should go. If you've been,
you know you should go.
You should go. You had a great
That's
time.
Right. Yeah.
So,
if you need to go to AACSPCA, Puppy and Tizzy are here. they've been here for a long time and they need to go home, even though they're a little bit older. But they're good pups that are going to be giving you a lifetime of fun. You know, again, congratulations to Ullman House. And I'm blown away. $75,000
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
So great.
It's very cool. We're excited to see what they what they're able to do with it. And we know that they'll put it to great use supporting young adults and that that unfortunately get diagnosed with cancer. So we're excited.
And I was reading an article recently about they're saying there's the preponderance of cancers appearing in young adults.
Scary.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, I know they've been around for quite some time, but I mean, this is a niche, if you will, type of
unfortunately their organization is needing to grow and expand their services that they're offering because unfortunately we're seeing more and more young adults getting diagnosed with cancers of various types, and it's a terrible thing to have to go through, but you know, and knowing that you have a advocate and partners like the Ullman Foundation to help deal with the news of diagnosis, to help deal with, you know, treatments, scheduling treatments, housing for treatments if you're getting, you know, treated in Baltimore, just the overall support and the genuine good people that that work there and volunteer their time there. And it's a really wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place. And it's an unfortunate thing that we need, but, you know, it is much needed. And any support, anybody that's listening that, you know, isn't familiar with it, it's the Ullman Foundation. They're located down in Baltimore. They have a wellness center here in Annapolis. Look them up, donate some money. They have different events over the course of the year that are usually a lot of fun, but they really do a great thing for this community.
They've got to be thankful for an Apple Subaru.
Yep.
I mean, that's
absolutely
that's a big money, big number for them. But yes. So, you know, for everybody that is that is affected by cancer, and unfortunately we all are in some way, I think, you know, thank you. And thank you to the Ullman House and the Ullman Foundation. Bands in the Sand next Wednesday, cbf.org. Anytime you need a pollen-free car, AnnapolisSubaru.com. They're also at 149 Old Solomon's Island Road. A lot of fun to come up here and see all the pups and
come on down
the cars. Get in on that 0% financing on a Solterra.
Yeah. No interest and no gas.
And
let's go.
And certainly if you want Puppy and Tizzy, Anne Arundel County SPCA, and that's AACSPCA.org. They're here just waiting for their forever home, and can't wait to see them gone, too.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they'll be gone soon.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries. And all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX. Which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, IonAnnapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.